Blackstone Audio presents The Slow Moon by Elizabeth Cox. This book bears the following dedication. To Kitsu Greenwood, my dear friend. The long day wanes, the slow moon climbs, the deep moans round with many voices. Come, my friends, 'tis not too late to seek a newer world. Alfred Lord Tennyson, Ulysses. Part 1. A Dream of Love. Chapter 1. So on that April evening in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, with spring just beginning, a copper moon rose, balanced like a huge persimmon, and two young teenagers, Crow Davenport and his girl Sophie, left a party and walked into the woods toward the river to be alone. They were quiet as they walked. "You okay?" Crow asked her. They had already talked about what they would do tonight.
"I keep thinking somebody's following us,"
said Sophie. Her voice sounded thrilled, expectant. "Who would follow us?" said Crow.
"I don't know."
"Don't you want to do this?" Crow felt eager, but would acquiesce if Sophie changed her mind.
"No, I do,"
she looked around.
"I do want to."
"Then what's the matter?" said Crow. He carried a small blanket from the house under his arm.
"Don't you hear something?" Sophie asked.
"An owl, maybe." They kept walking. Crow put his arm around her waist and pushed tree limbs away from her head.
"Wish I could see it," said Sophie.
"Yeah." Crow began to rub her shoulders, touching her long dark hair.
"If I could see it, I'd draw it," she told him.